Talking with Scott Duwald from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Scott, you've been here for a day or so now here in Orlando, this summer cattle industry conference. Give me maybe a feel of what you're hearing in the hallways as far as what really is on the minds of cattle producers, you think, this year?
Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm from the drought-stricken area or not, but obviously I've had a lot of producers come up to me from across the country asking how things are, wanting to know what's going on in the state of Oklahoma and Texas in that drought area. A lot of well wishes and a lot of thoughts from those. Once again, that perennial topic of weather, and I've been talking to some folks about opportunities for places to put cattle, perhaps. There's some green country. We're in Florida right now, and of course it's pretty green here through Louisiana, even into Mississippi and Alabama. Saw some hay in the fields and that type of thing. So there is, I guess, some room for some optimism in terms of some relief, in at least in this part of the country.
I think, are you hearing from our folks in our region, Oklahoma, Texas, a desire to maybe move some of their cow herd to try to hang on to the genetics?
I think that's exactly right, because when we started culling cattle in January, basically, we took those oldest cows. We're now down to a point where we're taking the very best of what we've got, and so they're looking for an address for them, somewhere to put them for a year, somewhere to put them for at least 6 months, so that they can bring them back, ultimately back to the ranch. And so I do think there's some opportunities out there for that.
As far as some of the issues that are on the minds of producers and the NCBA, obviously regulations are right at the very, very top.
Oh, absolutely right. We've had several speakers talking about this, but our producers already know about it. You don't have to travel to Florida to learn this. But obviously the overreach of EPA and a host of other agencies, them trying to basically force legislation through their rulemaking process, i.e. the GIPSA rule, that's a great example, the EPA overreach and such. That's probably been one of the biggest topics that's been discussed here today, is how to bring that under control. Obviously, we're thankful for people like Congressman Frank Lucas, and that's really one of the interesting things, is people come up, the second thing they tell you or say to me is, we're sure glad Frank Lucas is chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and is having the oversight hearings on some of these regulatory agencies that are just bent on forcing some regulations that we can't live with. So that's obviously been touched on a great deal. What's going to come from the final GIPSA rule is still a question mark in everybody's head, so that's uncertainty. What's going to happen with the final animal traceability? That's a big thing. We talked about, of course, in emerging issues from an animal health perspective. What do we do with increased testing or better testing for tuberculosis? We all know that testing is not very good. It's not very accurate. And so our message here this week, our effort, is to try to increase funding for TB testing and to create a test that's A, faster, and B, certainly more accurate.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott Duwald, visiting with us here at the Summer Mid-Year Cattle Industry Conference of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Cattlemen's Beef Board, and American National Cattlewomen in Orlando. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.